last week, in case you missed it. Never cross a stripper, especially if she's a writer. These two pitchers for the Kansas City Royals went to the strip club to drop some dollars. Unfortunately for the stripper, they only dropped $20.
If I'm going to a strip club and she's rude and her fingers are falling off, I ask for black coffee and she gives me a rotten vagine, I'm going to have a problem with it.
This chick got mad and wrote a blog about it, and nobody really cared except for me. Next story. In case you missed it, the Houston Astros have a system to track prospects and potential trades. Now that system has been hacked. My first question is, why would you waste your time hacking into the organization of the Houston Astros? Because they are an absolute joke when it comes to baseball. So you're telling me that people care enough about the 36-54 last place Astros to hack their supercomputer? Good for them. Maybe they'll get some tips about how to make a baseball team bad. In case you missed it, grabbing a cop's ass will get you in some trouble, even if that ass is in Canada.
That's how you say hello in some countries.
Really?
Yeah.
Philadelphia Flyer Claude Giroux was drinking in Canada and decided to tell the cop he was doing a great job. He slapped his ass and the cop wasn't impressed, so Giroux was arrested.
Nothing says good job and good work and keep it up like a nice pat to the rear end.
It's okay, though. He was released because he's a hockey player.
Maybe. I don't know. It's in my country. I'm going up and I'm spanking some ass.
In case you missed it, soccer kills. This referee of an adult league rec soccer match had enough of this douchey player, so he was going to kick him out of the game. But the player didn't have time for that, so he headbutt the ref, walked off the field, and drove away. Too bad for this guy, though. The ref is dead and this dude is in some trouble.
You're officiating a game where testosterone levels are up, and if you're a gal...
Even in soccer.
Yeah, even your gal, your estrogen hormone levels are up, and you got the parents who are seem to be very punchy
more
at points.
More estrogen in soccer.
Yeah, and very bitey at points, and it's just, I want to avoid bodily harm.
And before you know it, a flying chair hits you in the head, and then you're unconscious, and then you're dead. The lesson here, don't be a ref at rec soccer games. In case you missed it, New Orleans Saints tight end Jimmy Graham wanted to be paid like a wide receiver. He had a hearing, and they found that he's still a tight end, so he's being paid like a tight end.
Man, remember when football was just about watching like a big fat dude tackle a skinny dude?
Cleveland Browns tight end Jordan Cameron wants to avoid tight end money, so he changed his Twitter to Pro Bowl Pass Catcher. The Browns still suck, and Jordan Cameron's a tight end, so I don't see that money coming his way anytime soon.
Fat guys tackling skinny guys.
In case you missed it, back in 2007, Alex Rodriguez won the American League MVP. He hit 54 home runs and had a bunch of RBIs. According to this new book, A-Rod had a pass and was allowed to use PEDs during the whole season. Why is this?
It's called the therapeutic use exemption, and players are allowed to take certain banned substances in Major League Baseball, and they can get approved to use that.
But this is probably really rare, right?
Here's a little fact for you. In 2007, 1,354 players applied to get the TUE exemption, and only 111 out of the 1,354 that applied were approved.
Yes, quite rare. Stupid, A-Rod. In case you missed it, I'm taking a job in Lake Placid to do morning radio, so this will be my last edition of In Case You Missed It for a while. My name is Smalls, and in case you missed it, check out Gratuitous Sports every weekday at 6 o'clock and 94.1 The Zone.